You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Democrats in the United States have passed their long-standing economic package through the Senate this morning. The $740 billion package will fund efforts to curb climate change, provide reforms to health systems, and raise taxes on major corporations. This package, however, is a far cry from the initial $3 trillion domestic fund President Joe Biden envisioned when he first came into office due to several notable compromises. Now, Liam spoke to Professor Robert Patman from the University of Otago about the fund, and they first asked about the details, which areas the package which would be funded. Here he is now.
Well, this is a sweeping bill. It's named the Inflation Reduction Act, which would it represents the largest climate investment in US history, and also is poised to make major changes to health policy by giving Medicare the power for the first time to negotiate the prices of certain prescription drugs. Altogether, this sweeping legislation raises about $700 billion in government revenue over 10 years, and about $430 billion of that will be used to reduce carbon emissions.
Do you think that this could have a substantial effect on the state's efforts to curb climate change?
It's very difficult to answer that with precision. I think it's certainly a response to Joe Biden's pledge during the 2020 election that the United States had to move away from an economy based on fossil fuels. Mr. Biden said that's simply not sustainable. And I think he'll be pleased that now America has started the process of really shifting the energy paradigm in the United States. And so this is significant. America is often, if you like, a market leader, and it will send a signal to other countries that America, perhaps belatedly, is really serious about adjusting to an era in which America no longer relies on fossil fuels.
What has the journey for Democrats to push this bill through the Senate been like?
Very difficult. I think it's Mr. Biden has been in power for 18 months now, and there have been all sorts of problems. This is good news for the Biden administration because they've got the midterms coming up in November, midterm elections, and this has been time to come in a few months before then. They would like to have got this done a lot earlier, but there have been a number of Democrats, such as Joe Manchin, who have not been easy to persuade, but Joe Manchin, who is a West Virginia Democratic senator, is now happy with this bill. Yeah, not least because he contributed to it, and the fact that he's jumped into line means that the Democrats were able to pass this bill. All 50 Democratic members of the Senate voted for it, plus the casting vote of Kamala Harris, the vice president. So it was quite a close run thing, but it nevertheless a significant movement forward for the Biden administration. And given their low poll ratings, I think it's a bit of a shot, potentially it's a shot in the arm for the Biden administration.
That does bring up the question, what sort of compromises has the Biden administration had to make to see this bill pass through?
Well, they've had to make some compromises, but I don't think, judging by the Republicans' reaction, they've made as many as the Republicans would have liked. There's certain things that they have not been able to include in this legislation, keeping the costs of insulin down, except for Medicare users. But I think overall it's a pretty ambitious legislative agenda and program, I should say. And the Democrats seem to be very pleased with it. So they didn't get everything they wanted, but I think they got a lot more than the Republicans wanted or wanted them to have. So we'll wait and see on this. I mean, I think it does convey, and this is the point that the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, indicated. He said it's a major breakthrough for Democrats after earliest negotiations had stalled. And amongst other things, he pointed out, it shows that Congress is still capable, despite the polarization of the country, of dealing with big serious issues and passing the legislation to make things happen. Now, this breakthrough by the Democrats in the Senate still has to go through the House of Representatives, which has a Democratic majority. So there shouldn't be any problems there.
Why have some Republicans been opposing this act?
Well, I think it's that they believe it will only increase inflation. Although that's one of the objectives of the legislation is to reduce inflation, they also have been lukewarm about measures to deal with climate change. Quite a few Republicans do not accept the science of climate change. Remember, Mr. Trump, who is favourite now to get the nomination for the Republican Party in 2024, pulled America out of the Paris Climate Accord, although the Biden administration has rejoined that attempt to bring down the temperatures of reduce greenhouse emissions and bring down global temperatures in the atmosphere. The Republicans presumably still oppose that sort of effort. So I think there's some skepticism in the Republican Party that climate change is the sort of priority that Mr. Biden says it is.
So what needs to happen next to see President Joe Biden's economic priorities go through?
I think what needs to happen is that the legislation has got to be implemented. That's the major thing. And I think Mr. Biden ideally would like the international situation not to incur additional demands on the U.S. economy. The Ukraine conflict, where Russia invaded democratic Ukraine, has involved the United States having to supporting Ukraine. I think that's the right thing to do, but that, of course, costs money. And then there's a worrying situation in relation to China. So there's economic demands from American security concerns. He can't do too much about that. And I think the other thing is that I think Mr. Biden, with this passing of legislation, I think that will increase general confidence in his ability to manage the economy. If you're thwarted, Liam, on the legislative front, if the Republicans succeeded in blocking this legislative package, this very ambitious legislative package, I think that would have probably decreased market confidence in Mr. Biden's handling the economy. So in a sense, it's a breakthrough on many fronts.
And how could this affect the upcoming midterm elections later on this year?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? We don't know. I wouldn't think on the face of it would do any harm. It's not likely to win over Republican-leaning voters, but it may well solidify the Democrat support amongst people who would normally identify with the Democrats. In other words, it could firm up support at a time when Mr. Biden's administration's popularity has been plunging. The other thing here is, of course, the midterms may well be influenced by factors other than this whole legislative package. We've seen the reversal of Roe v. Wade, the women's right to abortion has been significantly eroded through that reversal, and that could become, and all the signs are that it will become, a big issue in the midterms. And there's no doubt about it. Many Americans have been very unhappy about the cost of living crisis that America and many other countries have experienced. And there is a hope now that with this legislation that Mr. Biden can begin to not necessarily win people over, but take more of the initiative.
That was Liam speaking to Professor Robert Patman from the University of Otago about the fund.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.